Welcome to Carol Howell's Let's Talk Dementia, a podcast designed to help caregivers find knowledge, power, hope, and smiles in their dementia caregiving journey. Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. Here's your host, best-selling author, Carol Howell.
Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. I'm Carol Howell, your host. And as always, I'm glad you have joined me today. Last week, I talked about products you should not use that are not proven to help us and can even be harmful. Well, today I want to tell you about three products that I really do like. And it's not so much that I like them. I'm not a scientist or a doctor, so always check with your doctor before taking anything new or adding things to the regimen you already have. These are, instead, products that are highly recommended by really all the physicians that I follow. So I'm pretty particular about what I take or what I have my husband take and definitely what I recommend to you. The first one is Moringa. Moringa is a tropical plant that grows actually here in Southwest Florida and other tropical regions that we know helps build brain-derived neurotrophic factor, abbreviated BDNF, in the brain. Now, why is that important? BDNF causes the brain to grow and be fat. Now, I don't want fat hips, that's for sure, but I want a fat brain, and Moringa helps with that. I use a brand called Fit, F-I-T, Vitality, 100% Moringa, and it's 10,000 milligrams. I take two in the morning, and, you know, job done. The second product is called Neuriva, N-E-U-R-I-V-A. You can get Neuriva and Neuriva Plus, whichever you get. You're doing yourself a favor. We order it off Amazon. Costco has regular Neuriva quite often. And Neuriva does the same thing in the brain as Moringa. It does it with a different product.
It does it with coffee fruit extract.
And what that does for your body is builds a good brain. You put the Moringa and the Neuriva together in your body and you're really doing something good for your brain. So I highly recommend you investigate these for yourself. Now the third one, I know absolutely no reason you could not have, but you can check with your doctor, is coconut oil. You know, whatever oil you're using in your kitchen, maybe substitute that with coconut oil. Now, let's talk about oils for a minute. If you have in your kitchen vegetable oil or lard, or sunflower oil, or any seed oil, put it in the trash can. That's harmful for you in so many ways. Don't use it. The only two oils in my house are coconut oil and a good brand of olive oil, extra virgin olive oil. When I say good brand, that's kind of hard to find, actually. You want it to be in a glass dark bottle. If it's in a plastic bottle, some of that plastic can actually leach into the olive oil, and you don't want that. And it needs to have a harvest by date on the label. If it doesn't have a harvest by date, then most commonly you're having olives that are collected over different periods of time and combined together to make this olive oil, and it's not as high quality as you want. Harvest by date is important. So those are the only two oils in my house. The coconut oil specifically, you can use in lots of ways. You can use it as a moisturizer on your face. You can moisturize your body with it. A couple times a week, I put it on my arms and legs. You can use it and mix it with peanut butter for a very healthy snack for your brain. Now, what we do, my husband every day enjoys this. I take a tablespoon of coconut oil, 2 tablespoons of peanut butter, stir it together and hand him a spoon. And he's like, this is candy. This is so good. And it's building his brain, and that's important. My sister uses it every day, and she puts it on toast. Now, Sissy has a history of seizures, and doing this for now 2.5 years, she's not had a seizure. It is just incredible the difference it makes. Our miniature dachshund, who went to miniature dachshund heaven in January, she had seizures also. And for, 8 years, 9 years, I don't know, a long time, I gave her coconut oil, a teaspoon, on top of her food. And she tried to have a seizure a few times, but she never had a full seizure. And even after a while, she quit trying to have them. It helped that much. That discovery was actually made by a pediatric neurologist. Yep, that's the term. She wanted to get her husband in a trial regarding Parkinson's medication. He had to take the mini mental status exam, and he did so poorly on it, he was not accepted. She was very disturbed by this and spent the next several days and nights investigating how she could help him. She learned about coconut oil and its benefit for the brain. The only thing she changed in the man's world at all was he had coconut oil in the morning in his coffee, and he had some coconut oil in the evening. I don't know how much he had, but she did do it twice a day. Another study became available, and he went and applied for it. He took the exact same test and scored high enough to get in it. And yes, the rating scale was the same for the two tests. It is incredible the benefit it has for your brain. And where can you buy coconut oil? Practically everywhere. But make sure you do get organic coconut oil. So that's three supplements you can use. There's so many more I could talk to you about, but those three are on my brain today. I think they're very good for you. If you have questions or anything I can help you with, you can write me, Carol, at letstalkdementia.org. Dementia is D as in dog, E, M as in Mary, E, N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, I, A. Sometimes that's a hard word to spell. Carol at letstalkdementia.org. When you get there on the menu, you can click there and it'll say contact Carol. I promise you, I will get back in touch with you. If when you visit the website you're so inclined, I would love it if you click that happy birthday banner. We're celebrating our 19th birthday this past January. As I record this today, it's April 15th. And we are a faith-based not-for-profit. We're hoping folks will agree to donate at least $10 a month to help offset the cost of offering free dementia caregiving support to folks in over 100 countries. And we thank you for considering that. Have a great day. Blessings and smiles.
A special thank you to our sponsor, Veterans and Families of America. These amazing people are available to help veterans and their spouses receive benefits to which they are entitled. You can reach them at 904-528-1084 or by email at information@vfamerica.org. Be sure to tell them Carol sent you. Veterans and Families of America. These people care. Thank you for being part of Let's Talk Dementia. Please visit our website at www.letstalkdementia.org. All our books, podcasts, and videos are available there, and you can schedule a free phone consultation with Carol while you're at the website. Click menu in the top right-hand corner, then choose Schedule Time with Carol. We look forward to hearing from you. Blessings and smiles.